Ivan Tedesco, man, I think a lot of people, obviously James Stewart and all that, got people excited. But a lot of people, I think, thinks it's really cool to see how you can do this year. Fourth overall at Hangtown. And are you happy? You got to be happy.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy. You know, I didn't really know what to expect coming here, you know. Haven't raced this class in 7 years, haven't rode that bike in a long time, haven't rode outdoors in a couple of years. So, yeah, a lot of stuff up in the air. And I knew coming here my fitness isn't 100%. So I really didn't know what to expect. And I just tried to, in those races, to not get in the red zone and make too big, big mistakes. I tried to ride in my comfort zone, and it got me a fourth place today.
I guess the question I have for you, and I've wondered it to your team manager or old team manager, why the comeback? Why to do pro circuit, lights class? Like, I thought maybe you needed money, maybe we had to raise money for you. Like, seriously, why the comeback?
I was just doing another interview, and I was explaining it to him. Okay. But
Sorry.
Oh, it's all good. No, I for me to race next year, I feel like this is something I have to do. Like, if I sat on the couch again for the summer, you know, I'm going to be so far behind the ball next year, I might as well not race. So this is the only good opportunity I had to ride outdoors, so I took it.
So you went for it. You reached out and wanted to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I started putting some feelers out saying I wanted to race outdoors. Yeah. And I thought maybe that Villopoto's bike would have been an option, but no one ever called me on it. And so then I heard some rumors that Mitch might needed some guys, so I called him. And that's how it all went.
Yeah. So how first national, never mind 450, first national in 3 years for you, really. Is exactly what you remembered? Any surprises?
It's harder than you remember, man. Always. It always is. The mind forgets too easy, I think. Yeah. But I kind of knew that coming. And I knew my fitness wasn't 100%. I've been doing as much as I can, but you can only do so much in 2 weeks. But, if I could get my fitness a little better and get my speed a little better, I'm just going to keep working and see what I come up with by the end of the season.
Curious to know, it's been a long time, but what's the bike like now compared to the last time you rode? Last time you rode, you won the national championship. Obviously, that was pretty good, but talk about a little of the differences of the bikes.
I mean, when I rode the bike, it was a steel frame. Yeah. You know, steel frame. It was still fairly new, so we were still in the development stages of the motor. I think they got it down pretty good now, and it's definitely gotten better over the last 7 years. I mean, it had to have been. It's hard for me to say because I rode 450s for 7 years, but getting back on this bike, it's a lot of fun. They handle so much better than a 450.
And
I'm having fun with it, and then hopefully I can still have some success the rest of the year, and see what I can pull off by the end of the year.
You look like you're shredding weight. Is that true? Are you? I mean, you look skinnier than I can remember seeing you.
Yeah, it's just over the last couple of years, it's nothing that I'm doing different. I had to change my diet a bit because I'm hypoglycemic, which is blood sugar disorder, and I can't eat a lot of sugars or whatever, so I lose weight, it's helping me for this 250. It works out. So
overall on the day, fourth place, happy, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm happy with it. Like I said before, I didn't really know what to expect, and with all the crap talk and you kind of in your head,
I saw your tweet.
Really don't know what to expect. So yeah, I'm happy with it and something to build off of, and go this week. Texas is going to be hot and it's going to be a tough one for me, but it's going to keep on trying to build it and get better and better.
Cool. Thanks, man.
No worries.
I don't know what you're